ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in, Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, Jake and TD. Robbie Stanley, Paul Kowarski, Nick Kieser here with you on this Friday morning. TD, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Hey, good seats for you last night at the hockey game.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, I was able to, manage to get right down there, man. New appreciation, I have to say that, man. They're moving down there on the ice, man. That puck is, it's physical. I love it. I'm an even bigger hockey fan now.
Yeah, they're zipping it around last night, no doubt about that. TD, the tirade by Brian Callahan earlier this week.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a tirade.
Oh, what would you call it?
I think rant is.
Rant is a good word?
Rant is safe, but tirade is strong.
Okay, we'll go rant then. Rant from Brian Callahan earlier this week when being asked about whether or not his team is soft. What did you make of that response, and what did you make of that assertion that was thrown out there about whether or not the Tennessee Titans are soft mentally and physically?
Yeah, well, I like to use colorful words, so I'll call it a passionate response. But either way, I think I get what he's saying, right? Because think about it, right? If there's something that you hold close to your heart and someone says something negatively about it, you're going to defend it, right? So I'm on the side of the fact that he defended it. It showed that he does care about the team. It shows that, he understands that being soft is not something that his team can be. So I look at it that way. I know there's some who say, that means he's a dead man walking. That's a guy who's not going to have his job next year. That's a guy who actually is soft, and he reacted that way because he's soft. I don't buy into that. I think, the assertion was made. See, here's the thing, right? There are some things you could point to that could give you evidence of softness, right? Like, PK, what you mentioned in the press, in your response question, where you said, hey, you got a guy who said that there's guys on the team that responded negatively to the cold. That is something that is the trademark of softness. But I think, the guy who said it, he's definitely not soft.
No.
And I haven't really gotten a sense of two, maybe one or two. I don't like calling a guy soft, but I'll say a guy that's not a tough guy, obviously Nicholas Petit-Ferrer.
Yeah.
He's probably the one I would point to. But, even like with Peter Skoronski saying respond to adversity, guys have struggled to do that. I could see that as well. But I just don't see that team as soft, not mentally soft either. I think they could be a better team. They're just a bad team. That's really the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that sums it up, a bad team. And a bad team doesn't come back from adversity, and there's some softness and a failure to come back from adversity. Tough teams fight through stuff and recover from stuff and don't lose close games and don't fold in the second half. This team folds in the second half a great deal. We were talking to Tavondre Sweat yesterday. I didn't get a chance to talk to you after that. I was confused because he told me at the beginning of the season when I was asking him about, how many pass rush moves he had, he said kind of, look at me. Do I look like a guy that needs a lot of moves? I just go get them. And then we talked to Tracy Rocker a little bit, and he said, things are evolving, but still he's basically what he is. And then we were talking to Sweat, and I kind of said, are you doing more or are you still kind of what you told me? And he said, still kind of what I told you. And you said, back at the combine, you said you were bored with bull rushing and you wanted to do more. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm doing more. So is he doing more or is he not doing more?
I don't think he's doing more. And here's the thing with him, it's kind of like more is less. Because if you go back and watch him in college, he did try different moves and things like that. Like, never nothing drastic, like a spin move or anything. But, you got to remember, Tavondre Sweat got to Texas, and he gained a lot of weight. So he's still kind of like a regular size guy in a big man's body. And he used to try to do things to kind of be a regular size or speed type pass rusher. It wasn't going to work because his body just wasn't able to do it. But I will say this. He has gotten better with his hands, because when I asked him about Terrell Williams at the at the Senior Bowl. He had told me that, you know, Terrell Williams had suggested, hey, you should work with your hands more. Watch Jeffrey Simmons. And Jeffrey Simmons obviously is a guy that's really good with his hands, very strong hands and stuff like that. And it turns out that, you know, that's something that he's carried on while they're locker mates.
So TD on the quarterback front, we've been going through veteran options all day, some of which we know will be available, some that could become available. And we had Charles Robinson on. He says he expects Kirk Cousins to be out there and available. Derek Carr could be available. So as we sit here today on December the 20th, assuming that the Titans decide to go a veteran quarterback route, which they may or may not, are there how many guys are, you know, I guess acceptable options to you when it comes to the pursuit of the next quarterback, assuming the Titans go a veteran route?
Yeah, did he say anything about Matthew Stafford?
He said that he doesn't think Stafford will become available at the end of the day.
Okay. So if you look at the veterans, yeah, I go off of previous experience and also a guy who maybe 2-3 years ago had a really productive season, and I go with Derek Carr. Now, I don't go with him and take that acquisition and hold it up in the air like Simba, but I still say it's a good acquisition and that it's an upgrade from Will Levis. So I would probably say there. I would be interested in Justin Fields, but I just feel this way. This team can't afford to get off to a slow start next year. And I think that you can get off to a quicker start with Derek Carr, who can kind of hit the ground running from his previous experience with Brian Callahan.
Yeah, I think if you were to get Carr, I mean, Callahan has to be able to operate his deal with Carr, right?
Yeah.
He's worked with him before.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he can do. If you would get a very quick litmus test on Callahan with Carr. And Fields brings some of the same issues as Levis in terms of processing.
Right.
And exactly. and the desire for patience. So I think you're dead on there.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is Fields has gotten sacked a lot. You know,
yep.
The reason why I thought about it was because it's athleticism. You know, a guy that could get you, you know, you're in 3rd and 11, you drop back, he gets you to 12 yards, and, you know, you keep things moving on the ground, you know, but it's just too much of a question to me.
Well, Didi, going back to Sweat for a second. I mean, one thing that's been interesting, the conditioning concerns for him heading into the season. It didn't take long for those, I think, to evaporate. And I saw a tweet that you quote tweeted the other day about him leading defensive linemen in the NFL this year in snaps.
Like, yeah.
I feel like we've kind of glossed over that a little bit, but that's a pretty important development for him based on what the concerns were after the draft heading into the season, don't you think?
Yeah, it is pretty important. But I think another thing that's equally as important is he was playing a lot of snaps in college.
Yep.
Like, you go back and watch and you compare his snaps to Byron Murphy, who was drafted. He was drafted ahead of him, if I'm not mistaken. But there were never questions about Byron Murphy's conditioning or anything like that. But Sweat out-snapped him, you know. And I think it's just you look at a guy, and I get it because – you know, the first time I saw him in person, I was like, damn. You know, you look at him and you're not going to think that he's going to be in good shape, but he has. And it's funny, PK, I laugh at this too, because, you know, we were talking to Tracy Rocker and he was like, yeah, you know, he thought he could play 4 or 5 snaps and, you know, he's gotten a lot better. And then PK asked Sweat, you know, he said 4 or 5 more snaps. How many can you play? And no, it was PK asked Rocker, how many more snaps can he play? And he said 6. So it's like, wait a minute, 4 or 5 to 6.
one okay. Whole more snap. He did say, you know, it's a lot harder snaps now than in college.
Because there's a lot of times where, as he pointed out, you know, he's holding 600 pounds of person against him on some of those snaps. So I get it.
Yep, no doubt about it. TD, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, man. Merry Christmas, everybody.
See you in a bit.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Retro. We'll react to what TD had to say. A lot of stuff to get into, some interesting stuff from Charles Robinson as well. We'll get into all that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.